I'm Steve Junker. It is time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom, Kathy Scrissy Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section and Cape Week Summer Magazine. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
A lot of different festivals happening this weekend around a wide variety of topics. Up in Provincetown, starting Thursday, going through Sunday, is the Portuguese Festival, celebrating the ethnic heritage of a lot of people in the town.
It is a real cultural appreciation weekend, and it's packed with all things Portuguese. They've got dancing, food, and entertainment. And on Sunday, for the town's boats, they've got the 69th annual Blessing of the Fleet. Some of the big highlights are a Share Our Table dinner Thursday night with food from different Provincetown restaurants. They've got an unlimited soup tasting from noon to 3 on Friday, and then a lobster bake that night from 5 to 8. It's not all food, though. For the kids at the surf club on Friday afternoon, they can enter a contest to run across a floating line of lobster crates without falling off. See if they can do that. Or on Saturday, there's a capture the flag game, but they do it in kayaks. There's also going to be Portuguese music Friday and Saturday nights, plus Portuguese dancing all weekend, particularly on Sunday around the Blessing of the Fleet.
The Yarmouth Summer Celebration begins on Friday with fireworks, but that's just the start of 10 days of events to really kick off the summer.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of things going over, as you said, the 10 days. That includes kite flying, sand sculptures, eel catching, dancing, ice cream, a boat parade. They've got art, events for dogs, and all kinds of other things. The fireworks are off South Middle Beach Friday. Then there's a lot of activities, including the kites that are around Bass River Beach. Visitors are going to be able to see the sand sculptures in different stages of creation all over town, though. There's going to be 38 of them in all, and they're at different businesses and tourist areas as well as the beach. The synchronized kite flying demonstrations are from 5 to 7 Sunday through Wednesday. Then some of the new events this year are going to be a beer and wine tasting next Wednesday and the Bark in the Park dog parade on Saturday morning.
Now, in Sandwich on Saturday is a food-oriented festival, and staying true to the town's name, the festival celebrates sandwiches.
Yes, I have a friend who's wondered why they haven't capitalized on that name long, long ago. But now they do, and this is Sandwich Fest, and it includes three seatings that will get you six sandwich samples from different restaurants in town, and then you can vote for the best sandwich in Sandwich. That's only part of what's going on, though. From 10 to 4, they've got all kinds of activities, including a beer and wine garden there, too. They've got nearly 90 vendors that are going to be selling various things, a wood carving demonstration, face and body painting for the kids, games for the kids, a dog costume parade there, and a chance to see a DeLorean time machine car related to the Back to the Future movie.
Last weekend, we had the film festival in Provincetown with all the stars and the screenings and parties. And this weekend, the movie action moves over to the Nantucket Film Festival. Tell us about this.
Well, this one starts Wednesday and goes through the weekend. And they've got 100 feature-length and short films that are going to be playing at various times. And a lot of chances to hear from screenwriters, directors, and actors with the movies and then at different special events. Some of those events include late night storytelling when they have unexpected tales around particular topics that they ask people to talk about, morning coffee with talk sessions with different panels of filmmakers, and then they have in their shoes interviews and discussions with the people who are getting the big awards. And this year that's director Oliver Stone and actress Molly Shannon.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times or look for Cape Week Summer Magazine. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.